Sam. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, gosh. I'm so pleased that I got to speak to you all again, because I didn't know what was going on last week. I was a bit like a deer in the headlights, and all of a sudden I'm the winner of the X Factor, and I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm really pleased.
Well, what must be particularly exciting about this, Sam, is, of course, only a few months ago, you were working in a prison, and you were listening to this radio show on the way to work, probably thinking that I was, like, the most famous person you'd ever know.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, yeah.
And now you are more famous than me, and I'm excited to speak to you.
That's
it's just
ridiculous.
Been, like, a complete unbalance in celebrity status.
Did you just say that?
The most important question I'm going to ask you today in the interview, Sam, this is the most important question. Are you ready?
Okay.
What does Michael Bublé smell like?
Oh, it smells gorgeous.
Oh, I bet he does.
Does he? Does he? I imagine he's got like a strong cologne.
It was kind of like just a man kind of smell. It was really nice, and I had my photo. They said, "I'm going to have a photo." I was like, yeah. So he said, "Do you want me to sit on your lap?" And I was like, "No, I want to sit on yours." And then I sat there, and he couldn't get the camera to work, and I was sat on his lap for what seemed like ages.
Was he flirty?
No, he wasn't.
You know, you can see the twinkle in his eye.
Have you asked all your Bublé questions? Sam is a Bublé obsessive.
Massive fan of Bublé. Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'll probably come back to him later on.
Okay, next, equally important question. What is Harry Styles like, and does he smell good?
Oh, well, I saw Harry at the weekend. Actually, weirdly enough, I was asked to go to see Elton John in his dressing room, which I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And then I walked in and Harry was in there. So I had the best of both worlds. I was with the legend that is Elton John and the wonderful Harry Styles. And it was one of those moments where you just think, am I really in here? Because the same dressing room was used the day before for the contestants and it was a right mess. But when you went in there, you would never have known we'd have used it. There was drapes. It was absolutely stunning.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you say to them?
I just shook his hand and then he gave me some pep talk. And
what did he say? What kind of advice?
He was just saying that, you know, you're doing absolutely wonderful. Your voice is amazing and, you know, it's been a pleasure to listen to you. And that I did his song justice last week when I sang Candle in the Wind. He said he absolutely loved it.
You may well duet with Sir Elton John at some point.
Yeah, of course.
You never know. it's just incredible.
Wow, I mean, that is a story. That's just incredible. So, I mean, to sum up, Harry Styles or Michael Bublé, who do you have a crush on? Either?
Michael Bublé. Harry's probably... I'm old enough to be his mum, probably.
Yeah, but so was Caroline Flack, wasn't she?
I don't think I'm anywhere near as good-looking as Caroline Flack, so I think I'll go for Michael Bublé.
Listen, she's getting no love from us. She got the name of Philbert the Frocks
I know, she said it wrong.
Did you not want to correct that? I was screaming at the TV.
Oh, do you know what? It's, you know, not everyone's going to know who he was. I was really happy that Philbert was there because he was right next to my son, and my son was just so over the moon that he was sat with Philbert the Fox for the show.
What's it like when you, because between you and us, when you were stood up there and they were reading out the winner, and Dermot was reading out the winner of X Factor, was there part of you think, I've got this? Or was there part of you that genuinely thought, you know, you never know what the public are going to vote and I might not have won it? Because you know you deserve to win it. I'm sure you knew that. We all knew that.
But I felt like I deserved to be in the final. But when Dermot was talking and he said, and the winner of blah, 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 it was quiet for so long, and the amount of things that go in your brain, and you're thinking, will I, won't I? But, you know, Nicky had such a strong following, and he was so on form in the final. I was genuinely surprised when my name got called out.
Well, Sam, we're going to have a song with a bit of news, and we'll be back after 8 o'clock. There's two things I want to find out. What next year holds for Sam Bailey? And secondly, is she going to stay living in Leicestershire, or has she already put down a deposit on a pad in LA? We'll find out after 8. Sam Bailey, boys and girls.